Summer after high school, Detroit, Michigan, I was 19 years old and working at a pizza parlor for minimum wage, which was $3.85 at the time. And that's when I ended up one day taking a random cab ride that would sort of send me down this rabbit hole that would mercifully, finally, sort of chew me up and spit me out several months later. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm in this cab, and the cab driver is looking at me in the rearview mirror like a man possessed. He had clearly been up all night. He'd been up all night at the Windsor Casino, which, if you're familiar with the geography, is right across the river from Detroit, a wonderful Canadian town, which was much celebrated by myself and others my age for its generously more lenient drinking age. So we were familiar with Windsor, and you know, it turns out it has a lower gambling age too, I would soon discover. This taxi driver proceeded to let me in on what he called the system. He'd been up all night betting on the roulette wheel. And he explained this to me as follows. He said, it's just like flipping a coin. He said, you can flip a coin 100 times, and you can watch that coin, and flip after flip after flip. It'll come up heads, it'll come up tails, heads, heads, tails, 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 but it'll never streak heads or tails 10 times in a row. Now, the way this observation translates to the roulette wheel is that there's a kind of betting you can do on the roulette wheel called outside betting. It's the closest thing, it's an even money bet. It's the closest thing you can get to good odds on a roulette table. And basically what it means is you can bet on red or black, you can bet on odd or even, or you can bet on high or low. And the principle is the same. You just watch for this wheel to streak red 3 times in a row, high 3 times in a row, odds 3 times in a row, and then you bet against that streak. And as long, this cab driver is explaining all this to me, he says, as long as you bring enough money to double your bet enough times in a row, you will outlast this streak, and you will not only recoup everything you had lost on all the previous spins, but you'll make, in fact, the amount of your initial bet. So, now, this system, you know, it actually, I've learned since, it's called the Martingale system. You can look it up on Google. You can Google it. It'll show up, Martingale system. It's also will come up by a much less popular name, the gambler's fallacy. But there was no internet back to speak of 15 years ago, and me being very eager to put behind me my pizza-making career, I went home immediately and proceeded to try and convince my father to lend me $360, which I presume, I did the calculations, and this was going to be enough for me to go in there, watch my streaks, and cover my bets, and I had it all figured out. And my dad must have thought this would be a good opportunity for progressive parenting, because he agreed to lend me this money, and with like considerable relish, he explained to me, he said, you know, you're going to have to work a lot of shifts at the pizza place to pay me back when this horrible scheme blows up in your face. So, but at this point, I was so convinced in the sort of genius of this cab driver's secret betting system, when compared to sort of the combined collected wisdom of all of the mathematicians who've ever been employed to create the house odds that are in favor of this casino industry that's been here since time immemorial. I had already forgot about this pizza job entirely. And I took this money, went to the Windsor Casino, cashed in my chips, cashed in this $360 for chips, and it's this dizzying whirl of lights and sounds, everything I'd fantasized about. And I make my way over to the roulette table, and I sit back and I watch, and lo and behold, the wheel streaks 3 blacks in a row. So I take my $5 chip out, and I put the chip down on red. And just in case you never have personally been actually bitten by the gambling bug, let me try and do justice to what that feels like. He's called a croupier, the dealer, the roulette dealer. He spins that wheel one direction. He flicks the little silver marble the other direction. And you watch that wheel slow down, you watch the marble slow down, and the very next spin, it pops into a little red number. And just like that, he puts a $5 chip right down next to my $5 chip and just looks at me like, you know, that's yours now, take that. And it's like time slows down and you can feel your whole cardiovascular system expand. And like, I remember, I was looking down and I could see like my heart beating, my chest beating through my shirt. Anyway, I got more and more used to that feeling as I proceeded to spend the next 12 hours at that roulette table. I finally got home. It was the next morning. My dad was just getting up. I was just getting home, and he's having his cup of coffee. I counted out $360. I said, "Here's your money back. Thank you very much. You've provided my initial betting capital. I've doubled my money, and now I'm a professional gambler." So, I got someone to cover my shift at the pizza place the next night. Went back. And, you know, it's just a simple, repetitive process. Rinse and repeat. And I'll tell you, over the next 2 months, I went several times a week, as often as I could go, and I doubled up, and I doubled up, and I doubled up again, and I doubled up again. From 360 to 640 to 1,280 to 2,500 you get the idea. At one point, I remember I walked back into that Windsor casino with $5,120 in cash in my pocket. I'm a 19-year-old kid working at a pizza place. And I give this money over and cash it all in for chips and head over to the roulette table. But I was convinced that I was going to walk out of there with more than 10 grand. So I watched the wheel streak, it hits even three times in a row, and just like clockwork, I'm up to making $80 initial bets now, and I put my money on odd, wheel starts spinning, and evens just keep coming and coming. $80, $160, $320, $640, and I'll tell you, there's this camaraderie of degenerates when you're at a roulette table. And they see that kind of money going down on one spot on the roulette wheel. It's like the sea of gamblers kind of parts for you. And if you feel like you're not already enough in the spotlight, as you get closer and closer to the end of the road, everyone's watching you. And I just remember, well, I was about to be taught a lesson. Several lessons, actually. I was about to learn that if you do flip a coin long enough, it will streak heads 10 times in a row. And that when that coin streaks heads 10 times in a row, that cab driver's brilliant system that he taught you is designed in such a way that it will fail you catastrophically. And that when it does fail you catastrophically, that gambler's high that I explained will sort of turn itself inside out and sit down on top of you with the weight of an elephant. And that the dealer's face, when he rakes in this stack of chips that represents more money than you will ever see in one place again in your lifetime, is like this mix of professional courtesy and what you could only describe as pity. But really, the important thing that I learned was that I was actually a happier person when I didn't have money to worry about and to lose like that. And that when I was a happier person, when money to me was just a tool, a means to an end, and it wasn't this sort of thing that I chased myopically in an end in itself. And I ended up losing all of it. I have nothing to show for that whole adventure. And I went back to my job waiting tables, working at this pizza place for minimum wage. But I'm happy to say that I've parlayed that career into an equally lucrative profession. They say there's literally hundreds of dollars to be made in public radio, and I'm finding that system is true. Thank you very much.